what he meant by calling it revisionist Russia?
Revisionist Russia?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, the secretary?
Yeah, Secretary Hagel.
I think what he's referring to there is that that there appears to be in their intentions and their motives a calling back to the glory days of the Soviet Union.
He also used that phrase, that its army, meaning Russia's army, on NATO's doorstep. Why is that? Is it not logical to look at this and say the reason that the Russian army is on NATO, the Russian army is at NATO's doorstep, is because NATO has expanded rather than the Russians expanding? That, in other words, NATO has moved closer to Russia rather than Russia moving closer to NATO. Is that not an accurate way to look at this?
I think that's the way President Putin probably looks at it. It's certainly not the way that we look at it.
You don't think that NATO has expanded eastward toward Russia?
NATO has expanded. Okay. And the expansion has been a good thing for...
So the reason that the Russian army is at NATO's doorstep is not the fault of the Russian army, it's not the Russian army that's done it. It's NATO has moved closer to moved east.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't NATO who was ordering, you know, upwards of 15 battalion tactical groups to within 10 kilometers of the border with Ukraine. And I'm pretty sure it wasn't NATO who put little green men inside Ukraine to destabilize eastern states.
I'm pretty sure that Ukraine is not a member of NATO. So unless that's changed.
It's not changed. But I'm pretty sure the movement by Russia is Russia's decision.
If NATO has moved east, the reason that the Russian army is closer or on NATO's doorstep is because NATO moved.
NATO is not an anti-Russia alliance. NATO is a security alliance.
For 50 years, it was an anti-Soviet alliance. So do you not understand it? Do you not understand how, or can you not even see how the Russians would perceive it as a threat? And the fact that it keeps getting closer to their border, while their troops... I mean, the places where their troops are, you say their troops are, and may have been, in Ukraine and Georgia, are not NATO members.
I'm not going to pretend to know what goes in President Putin's mind or Russian military commanders. I barely got a history degree at the University of South Florida. What I can tell you is that NATO is a defensive alliance. It remains a defensive alliance.
Fair enough, but it has moved east.
Correct? I mean, that's just a fact.
It has expanded, absolutely.
Right, exactly.
But there's no reason for anybody to think the expansion is a hostile or threatening move. And we've been saying that throughout the last 15 years, Matt.
It's like you're moving closer to Russia, yet you're blaming the Russians for being close to NATO.
No.
That's exactly what Hagel said.
We're blaming the Russians for violating the territorial integrity of Ukraine and destabilizing the security
situation
inside Europe.
Which is not a NATO member. Which is not a NATO member.
I see
other
you
countries feel threatened that are NATO members.